All right, my friends, welcome back to another episode of The Balanced Stoic. Today we're diving headfirst into something that plagues us all at some point. Thea. Yeah, I said it. That little voice in your head whispering doubts telling you to stay safe, to play it small. We've all been there, right? Ever feel like you're standing on the edge of a cliff, staring down at the amazing view, but frozen solid because your brain is screaming, don't jump? That's fear, baby. But here's the kicker, we don't have to let it control us. We can absolutely learn to navigate fear, understand its origins, and use it as fuel instead of a roadblock. And trust me, that's a game changer. I promise you, by the end of this episode, you'll be feeling way more empowered to face your fears head on. So, buckle up, grab a cup of coffee, and let's get into it. 5 key takeaways to slay your fear monster. First things first, recognize that fear is just an emotion, not a dictator. It's like that pesky roommate who hogs the bathroom and leaves the dirty dishes everywhere annoying, sure, but ultimately powerless unless you give them the keys to your life. You have the power to choose how you react to it. Don't let fear hijack your decisions or hold you back from pursuing what truly matters. Remember, real growth happens outside your comfort zone. Next up, understand that fear often stems from a perceived threat. That doesn't mean it's always rational. Sometimes, our fears are based on past experiences, anxieties about the future, or even just plain old misconceptions. So, take a step back and analyze what's really driving your fear. Is it truly justified? Or is it your imagination running wild? Now, here's a powerful one. Embrace discomfort. Yeah, you heard me right. Growth requires us to push past our comfort zones. Every time you face a fear, you're essentially building muscle, resilience, and confidence. Think of it like this. Every time you conquer a small fear, it becomes easier to tackle bigger ones. Speaking of conquering, remember that you are not alone in this journey. Reach out to friends, family, or even a therapist for support. Sharing your fears can help you process them and gain valuable perspective. Plus, knowing that others have faced similar challenges can be incredibly empowering. And finally, celebrate your victories. Every time you take a step outside of your comfort zone and face your fear head on, give yourself a high five. Acknowledge your courage and resilience. It's those small wins that add up to big changes over time. Think about it like this. You're probably reading this episode because you want more out of life, right? You want to be bolder, braver, and more resilient. Well, facing your fears is the ultimate key to unlocking that potential. So take what we talked about today and run with it. Let's imagine Sarah, a bright young woman who dreams of starting her own bakery. She's got the talent, the passion, and even a killer sourdough recipe. But there's one giant problem. Fear. She's terrified of failure, of not being good enough, of what people will say if it doesn't work out. This fear keeps her stuck dreaming about her bakery instead of actually taking the leap to make it happen. Sound familiar? But here's where things get interesting. Sarah remembers this podcast episode. She takes a deep breath, acknowledges her fear, and decides to take action. She starts small baking for friends and family, getting feedback, and honing her skills. Slowly but surely, she builds confidence and gains momentum. She realizes that failure isn't the end of the world, it's just a stepping stone on the path to success. And guess what? Sarah's bakery becomes a reality. It's bustling with customers, smelling divine, and filled with her passion and hard work. Sarah's story reminds us that fear doesn't have to be our master. By taking small steps, challenging our negative thoughts, and focusing on the journey, we can turn fear into fuel for incredible achievements. So, remember my friends, you're capable of amazing things. Let go of the fear, embrace the challenge, and go out there and live your best life. That's it for today's episode of The Balanced Stoic. I hope you found some value in our conversation about letting go fear. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might need to hear these words today, leave a review if you enjoyed the content, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep a balance, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.